In today's show, I'm going to go through some tips and procedures that will help you hopefully get a better night's kip. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Boardman. And if you are coming through, then please do let me know. I also want you to let me know how long you've been watching the show for. So in the comments down below, think about that and then let me know. Look at this. No one. I've not seen one person, one bike, one car. I can't see one boat. How nice. The world is fucking mine this morning. Literally my world. Like, it's beautiful to be able to wake up to this. And it's fucking Friday. How we doing? So, I wanted to talk about getting a good night's sleep because I think it's a big issue for many guys. And I'm not a sleep doctor or an expert, but having suffered with sleep myself over years, I just wanted to share some of the things that work for me, and maybe you can go away and try them, right? So look, in no particular order. I think one of the first things that we have to try and get right is our body clocks. So in order to get that consistent, being a key word, is going to bed at the same time and getting up at the same time, so that our bodies, our minds, our inner habits are becoming more familiar, and it's becoming more frequent with the times that we associate going to bed and the times that we associate getting up. If we're going to bed at like 9 one night, 11 the next, 1 the next, back to 9, it's all over the fucking place, right? And I think some people stay up until that point where, oh my God, babe station's boring now. I've wanked myself off to death 3-4 times. I think I'll go to bed. Or you just end up falling asleep on the sofa. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. Then you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. So yeah, getting to bed at the same time, getting into bed and learning to relax. Let's say you want to be up at 5, so you want a good night's sleep, go to bed at 9. If you go to bed at 9, you might not be tired, but what your body starts doing is associating, when you're in bed, starts associating it with relax time. And over a period of a couple of weeks, you're going to slowly start becoming more tired when your body starts getting used to this new routine and being in bed and being in that relaxed state. And that's how it worked for me. It worked brilliantly for me. Second thing is, in no particular order, is have a bed brain dump book, a BBB, if you like, and stick it under your pillow. So when you go to bed, all of the things that are on your mind, all of the overwhelm, all of the anxieties, all of the stress, all of the happiness, all of the things that are going through your mind that might cloud your sleep, that might prevent you from relaxing because you're sitting there thinking about them, right? Get them down in this book and just brain dump, write down. There is no structure to this. Just get it down, what you think you want to achieve. Just write down all of these things and lighten the load. Lighten that load up here. So actually, when you do go to sleep, you're internally a little calmer. You've kind of expressed yourself. You've kind of got it all out there, right? I think it can really help for sure. Okay, next tip is grab the app Calm. Calm's a great app. And they do these scenes on there. So it could be mountains, so you can hear the stream or the river, or you can hear rain, or you can hear the waves crashing in. And when you put it up and you put it on loud, it kind of really creates a really relaxing environment, which I think we need for sleep, right? We chaos and sleep don't match. So to be calm and to have a calm sleep and a calm mind to hopefully nurture that sleep, I want to put it in that environment, right? So having some of those environmental noises on in the background can really make a difference. Which kind of leads me on to the next thing, which is, if meditation has taught me anything, it's taught me the importance of breathing and how it can relax us and calm us. So one of the biggest things that I've started implementing, which has made a huge difference, is just doing 10 huge deep breaths before bed. Just sitting there and really getting out all of that tension, all of that frustration, all of that intensity that we feel from the day, and just get it out of the body. You're in theory priming your mind and your body ready for sleep. And it's a great exercise to be able to do, right? One of the last ones is have a cutoff from your phone. All right, certainly don't fucking work at night, because that's just gonna undo everything that you've done in terms of relaxing yourself. But you need to have a cutoff point, I would say, an hour and a half to 2 hours before bedtime. So if you wanna go to bed at 9, don't be on social media or your phone from 7:30 onwards. Have a cutoff period so that you don't get consumed down the rabbit hole of social media and all of its triggers and negativity and fucking bullshit. That way your mind again has plenty of time to unwind from all of those triggers. And I think the last one, guys, is that be patient. If you try any of these tips, don't just do them one night and it doesn't work and you go, well, that didn't work. JB's a dickhead. Like, give it time. You have to, like anything, right? If you're trying to lose body fat, if you're trying to manage your time better, if you're trying to improve your life, all of these things take time, right? And so does getting a better night's sleep. You can't expect to just suddenly implement a few fucking tactics and expect it to happen right away. You've got to be consistent. You've got to be persistent. You've got to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again until it starts kicking in internally. Listen, I hope that helps. They certainly helped me, and they certainly helped a couple of lads along the way that I've worked with, for sure. But again, like I say, you've got to test them, make a plan from it. Don't just listen and go, oh, it's a great idea, but I won't do anything about it. Like, just do one of them for a week, and then introduce another one the following week. All right, guys? So listen, if you haven't joined us yet, next Monday week, we are starting a 2-week campaign. Okay, it's called Yes, I Can. And it's getting you into the mentality, positive mentality, which I think is missing for many people when they're trying to improve themselves. And I'm going to be holding lads that are in the group, in the supporters community group, accountable for 2 weeks to follow 4 tasks. These 4 tasks you can find out when you're in there. And next week, I'll be doing a little build up to it. All right. And it's just designed to start moving you forwards within your own life, start giving you a little bit more control, more consistency, more clarity to be showing up, all right, with accountability and with some of the lads around you. If you're interested and you want to know more, there's a link up on here. You can go and join the group. I've just put a little bit of copy about what it's about. It's 4 tasks for 14 days, being held accountable and showing the fuck up, basically. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your gin tonight if you're having one, or your beer, or what you're having. And have a great weekend with the family. And I will see you Monday morning, ready to go.